that's really weird. And then I tried it and I was like,
well. And I'm Christian.
And our house is at 63 degrees with no air conditioning or heating.
It's freezing.
It is so cold. Georgia is a hot mess express, dude. Mm-hmm.
It's a bipolar state. It doesn't really make up its mind very well.
I feel like it was colder in October. Is it October or? Yeah, like October, it got super cold for like 3 weeks. And my windshield and everything was super icy, and then it just heated up, and we had such a hot day on Christmas Day, remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. We ended up playing tennis, I think.
Yeah, we went out, played tennis. First of all, this Christmas was freaking weird.
It was a weird one.
It was so
We ate Chinese food on Christmas. Like, that's the most stereotypical, like, lazy Christmas.
Okay, so this year, me and Christian decided we're not going to go anywhere. We're not going to go to his family's Christmas. We're not going to go to my family's Christmas. So we stayed in Atlanta, and obviously we have no friends. And the, like...
obviously we have no friends, because we're weird and nobody wants to hang out with us.
No one wants to hang out with us. Whatever. Anyway, that sounds so miserable, dude.
I just love how you can't. Obviously, we have no friends.
Obviously, we have no friends. No, but really, like, everyone we know in Atlanta was with their family. The five people we know.
The five people we actually would hang out with.
Exactly. Yeah. So, what we ended up doing is we woke up, we had breakfast. I made, like, a breakfast casserole.
Which was really good.
Like, we've started making this tradition of, like, having mimosas on Christmas morning and Thanksgiving morning. We've done it for like the last 3 years, Christian.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's a good one.
But
approve of this message. Yeah. I approve of this tradition.
Exactly. Because it's Christmas, we don't do regular orange juice. We do apple cider.
Oh, that's right.
So it's champagne and apple cider.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Did you get that off Pinterest or something?
I don't even know where I got it, but it was just like a thing.
It was good. If you have not tried it before, highly encourage. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
10 out of 10 would recommend. And that's right. This Christmas, I had a first experience.
What'd you do?
I tried something new that I'd never done. Well, you were there.
What did you do? I don't remember.
Okay, so I have always had this sense of, like, if you are a man, you cannot get your nails done. Did.
Yeah. Ew, you said
get your
did.
Nails did. Get your nails this did.
That's so gross.
I done did my nails.
Yeah, that's so weird. Like, that was not Christmas Day. That was the day before Christmas.
Oh, that was Christmas
so
Eve.
Christmas Eve. I was dang, my toenails are looking a little crusty.
Ew, crusty toes.
Yeah, my toenails are looking like a hot mess express. So I was like, I need to get my nails done. Do you want to come with me? And he was like,
I didn't make that noise in particular. It wasn't so much of a... It was more like
what is this, an ASMR podcast?
Welcome to my podcast.
My name is Chico. Ew.
Isn't that what they do? They start like making
like
weird
noises. Can you
believe
like in this day and age people make a living off of making like videos like that on YouTube? Are you kidding me?
They're just people like eating like a salad and like the sound of lettuce crunching is like soothing to people.
Yeah.
I mean, hey man, to each their own. Secure that bag with the lettuce.
Secure the lettuce bag.
Secure the lettuce bag.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so
we went and got our nails done, yep. And Christian actually enjoyed, like, you can't even lie,
it was,
you really
no, it
enjoyed
was,
that.
Yeah, actually, it was a lot different than I expected. So, for those of you gentlemen who have never experienced this, and I know I'm pretty sure I've just taken my man card, folded it in half, and ripped it
no,
at this point.
No, Christian, you really haven't. It's just called taking care of yourself.
Oh, you're just there to encourage me.
No,
you
seriously.
Just want more pedicures.
I do. Come with me.
So, pretty much what it wasn't what I expected. I expected it to be like just kind of like You ever like watch those movies and just like all these girls like hanging around gossiping, you know, like, you picture the stereotypical barber
salon though, Christian. Oh, that is not the nail salon. You do not talk to your nail tech. Literally, they just do their job.
Even if you wanted to, you couldn't anyway.
Christian, that is fucking racist.
No, I'm serious. Like, they're super nice, but it just didn't.
You're fucked up.
Well, no, they just handed me a menu and said, which number do you want? And I was like, that one. And they're like, thank you. And I was like, I said, oh, I can't. They're like, is like the water hot enough? And I was like, yeah, it's fine. Okay, thank you. Like, one of those things. So,
yeah.
Not planning on having a conversation, but that's what I expected. It's weird.
No. It's not like the hair salon. The hair salon is where you hear all the gossip. Like, you guys know. Like, I guess the hair salon is the equivalent to the barbershop,
right?
For guys. So, yeah. But the nail tech is just like, they just do their job.
they don't
really say anything.
So, I don't know how we got on this subject. We're super far off from anything we wanted to talk about here. But, like, we had an outline, and it just went right out the window. Right,
exactly.
Here. But, so anyway, so you walk in, right? And then you just say, hey, I need a pedicure or whatever. Okay, cool. So they take you to these chairs. And, like, if you've ever been in, like, a massage chair, this is, like, a super nice massage chair. And I don't know if this, like, place we went to is just nicer than most.
No, nail that's salons. How it usually okay, is, so
it
Christian.
Was one of those ones that, like, heats up. And, like, you can, like, have it, like, massage your lower back, upper back, side. Like, it would probably do your hair for you if you asked it to. But, so you sit down and they run, like, this nice hot water. It's, like, super sanitary. They put this, like, thing over, like, the bowl. And
the
it's,
plastic
like,
bag.
The plastic bag over, yeah, so you're not, like, with other people's foot grime, crusty toes. And, yeah, and then, you know, you soak your feet for a bit. And then they, like, you know, they get the gunk out and they clear out the dead skin. Well, this is my perception of it. So they, like, get the gunk out, they clear out your toes, they really, like, clip them nicely.
Are we really explaining to people what a pedicure
is? No, because guys don't – okay, so the girls, I'm assuming, would probably know, but – and maybe this is a false assumption and my toxic masculinity is keeping me from, like
– Enjoying the finer things.
I'm assuming that other guys probably just haven't experienced this just yet. So I'm just trying to give guys an idea of, hey, this is what it's actually like from a guy's perspective. Might be worth giving it a whirl.
Okay.
So
you're sold.
Bear with me.
Okay, go.
bear with me.
Go ahead.
So,
do your thing.
And I apologize for the terribly inaccurate description of what a pedicure is from a female's perspective. I'm probably super simplifying this and, like, totally screwing this up. But this is what I saw. This is what I experienced. So they clean the gunk out. They, you know, they take off the dead skin. They, like, you know, they clip your toenails and all that good stuff. And then they asked me if I wanted a color. And I was like, no. Thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah.
And then, hey, if you're into that sort of thing, go for it. But then they asked me if, you know, like, all right, cool. And then, like, if you wanted, like, the deluxe package or whatever, you can get a massage and, like, all this good stuff. And got my foot massage and whatnot. And I actually got done, and, like, my feet were actually, like, in better condition than they have ever been.
Yes.
Like, they were, like,
I know.
Like, and you still won't go near them.
I still will not. Like, I have this thing about
you have
feet.
The opposite of I a cannot, foot fetish. Whatever, like, a foot fetish is, it's the complete
are
opposite.
Feet are so gross. Like, Christian, I, you know, I love you, but your feet are the most disgusting part of you.
That's something you never ever want to hear from somebody. I love you, but... Have you seen that meme where she's like, well... the kombucha meme?
No. I think she was drinking LaCroix. She was like,
that's right.
And then she goes, well...
It's like the opposite of that. It's like, I love you, but...
I feel like that's my favorite. That's my favorite
It's a good
meme.
One. It's a good
like,
one.
Like, honestly, that describes so many things in my life. I'm like...
Yep.
Well,
I'm not that bad of a person. Well, I shouldn't be getting this avocado toast today, but that's some pretty good avocado.
We're talking about avocado toast earlier today.
We were.
Too.
We are really killing this schedule.
Yeah.
So forget it. All right. Let's just go with it at this point.
Avocado toast.
Avocado taste. Here we go. Yeah. Avocados.
What are we talking about?
Screw it. We're going with avocado. So the other day we were having a conversation, and I'm not sure if anybody else can identify with this. So historically in our relationship, I have been what I might call frugal. Frugal.
Cheap.
Okay, fine. Cheap.
Okay, we'll go with frugal.
All right. Well, I was about to give you cheap.
I was still going to say cheap. I mean, hey, keep going.
Okay, so I was less excited to spend money historically in our relationship. And so,
no. You make it sound like it stopped. It has not stopped, Christian.
I like to spend money. Well. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, no, really. I don't know when the switch happened, but something switched and our roles reversed, and I will explain how and why. So Shiko the other day is telling me about a podcast that she listens to, and this girl was describing how she gets her avocado toast on the cheap. Because, okay, we're millennials. Everybody likes some good avocado toast, but the restaurants know this, and they super jack up the price. Like, you pay way too much for what you're
literally paying
getting.
Like $12 to $15 for toast with avocado on
spread
it.
All over it. Yeah.
And you know, the funny thing is, like, the first time I was introduced to avocado toast, it was one of my friends, like, when I was younger. And he said he used to put, like, avocado on his toast. And I was like, that's fucking weird. Like, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Ew.
I was like, that's really weird. And then I tried it and I was like,
well.
I knew it. Honestly, well. I was like, well. It's kind of
good. Here we go. I'm screwed. I'm addicted.
Exactly. This could kind of work, you know? And then, like, in the last couple of years, avocado toast has just blown up.
It really has.
Like, I don't understand what's going on.
It's the quintessential millennial thing. So she goes describing this way to get cheap avocado toast.
Yeah. So they're going to charge you, like, $12 to $15 for toast with avocado. Here's how you get it on the cheap. You order a side of toast, which is usually like a dollar or two. Then you get a side of avocado, which will be like, what, $3 max? $5 if you're pushing it, if you're at a really bougie place. So that's what? $5 plus $2, $7 for avocado toast? Forget it. Forget about it. You got your avocado toast for
and what
a
was
discount.
The other part? Like,
But here's the thing. Like, when you order lemons, like, you always ask for lemons when you get water, and lemons are free. So you just get the lemons, and then when you get your toast and your avocado, squeeze that thing on there, put some salt and pepper, which is free at the table, and there you go. Like, $7 avocado toast. What you mean?
I don't know at what point in our lives these roles reversed. If I ever would have suggested such a thing in the past 10 years, Shiko would have been like, I am never going to eat with you if you pulled some crap like that.
Oh my god.
And literally, she told me this, I'm like, if you pull some crap like that, exactly. I am not going to eat with you.
Exactly. But I haven't pulled it at a restaurant yet. I heard about it. It's coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
It's coming.
About. Yeah.
One of these days when we go to brunch, I'll just be like, you know what? I'm not really hungry, but I like kind of want toast. And can I get a side of avocado? Christian would be like, you fucking person.
You're just making me look so bad.
I know.
See, the problem is when you get married, you naturally attach your reputation to the reputation of somebody else. So if I'm seen by somebody that I care about with you, I'm never going to be looked at the same.
Oh, well, who cares about reputation?
Well.
Our reputation's already... kind of
wonky. We are.
That's literally the one word that describes it.
I've got a great reputation. Well. this podcast probably is not helping that at all.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, you want to move on to what this podcast was actually.
We probably spent, I don't know, like what, 10 minutes or so talking about nothing at all. So let's get into this.
Moving on to our game of the week.
Yeah.
So as usual, I planned this game. Christian, do you know what the game is this week?
I have zero clue. And I feel like every single time we have an episode, there's always some curveball Shiko throws at me.
Of course.
She keeps me on my toes.
I'm a planner.
She's a planner, but she also plans to keep me all fucked up.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's an accurate way to put it.
Exactly. So, on this episode, I thought we would do a game, kind of an old school game that we've all played. It's a game of Would You Rather.
Is this going to be PG rated?
No. It's totally PG.
I'm like,
what did you do when you were 13?
I'm just telling you, every game of Would You Rather I ever played did not end in anything appropriate
for a podcast. Let's talk about it for a moment. I'm sure your mom would love to know.
Mom, if you're listening to this, turn it off now. Save me,
What games of Would You Rather would you play, Christian?
It was fairly innocent.
Uh-huh.
Well.
That's the word for the episode. Well.
Let's enjoy this game. Okay. While we got it, shall we?
So are you ready?
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to give you a series of 5 questions.
Do I have to come up with questions for you?
No. I have a series of 5. I haven't really thought about them for myself, so I'll answer them too.
Oh, I am not prepared for this, but I'll try and think of something on the fly. All right, go. Let's do it. Let's go.
So the first question is, would you rather have no elbows or no knees?
When you asked me about not having knees, I pictured that Kevin Hart thing where he's like, get this no knee dick. Trying to like, with the chair, with the stool he's trying.
Oh my gosh.
So either I could look like a freaking stick man.
Yeah.
Like just swinging my arms around all over the
place. Yeah.
Or I could give no knee dick. I'm not sure which is worse. Can you imagine being in a restaurant trying to eat with no elbows? You like you can't feed yourself. You're like, hey babe,
stiff arm.
Can you stiff? Hey babe, can you feed me my bread?
No, honestly, this podcast needs to be a YouTube video because I wish you guys could see what Christian is doing right now.
I got my arms up. I'm swinging them around. I'm actually trying to demonstrate, all right, how bad would this be? Which would I really prefer here? I got my legs up, my arms out. I'm like, all right, what can I live with here?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't feed myself. I couldn't do anything. And if I have an itch on my face or my back or my butt crack, I can't itch anything.
Your butt crack the third choice?
All right, I got my answer.
Okay, go, I got my answer.
I'm taking that lock knee dick. Let's get it. No kneecaps, baby.
No kneecaps. Oh my gosh.
All right. We're getting off with a bang.
We're getting off with a bang.
I told you this would you rather would go sideways.
Asked the damn PG questions, but you just took it off over the edge, dude.
This podcast has never been PG rated.
Oh my
gosh. Are we lying?
Anyway.
This is PG rated.
Here you go. Question number 2. Ready?
Let's go.
Okay. Would you rather have bad breath or stinky armpits for the rest of your life?
I've already got bad breath.
I know.
No, not really. Well, you might made it different. I don't know.
No.
Stinky armpits or bad breath?
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like that's fairly easy. I'd rather have bad breath because, like, if we're talking, like, radius of stink.
Yeah.
People can smell bad armpits from like a long ways away, right?
Well, people can smell bad breath too, but I feel like bad breath in this day and age, like as sad as it is, I feel like bad breath is more acceptable
stinky armpits.
Well, stinky armpits, people are like, ew, you need to shower, but like bad breath, people are like, well, I mean, like
he probably had coffee, or he
probably ate like garlic bread or something, you know?
Well, you know, okay, so let me put some parameters around this because this will actually kind of affect my decision.
Okay.
So will the equal number of people smell me throughout the day?
I feel like you're overthinking this, dude.
You know me. I turn everything into a freaking science project.
It's really not that serious.
All right.
It's just stinky armpits of bad breath, dude.
Okay, all right. Bad breath. All right. Okay, final answer. Breath. Next one. Let's
go.
Let's keep going.
Okay. Would you rather go a month without internet or a month without bathing?
Oh, dear God. I'm going to be so judged no matter what answer for this.
This is like the most millennial question. Like, would you rather go without internet or would you rather like go without taking a bath?
I mean, can I use my internet for work?
Christian, you cannot use the internet, period.
I'm going to get fired. All right.
Why are you thinking about work right now?
I
do not think about work.
It's Saturday night. Don't think about work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is... I'm not mentally prepared for this type of question.
This is so easy.
No bath?
You would rather have internet than no bath.
Yeah.
You're a disgusting human being.
I told you I would be judged no matter what I said.
You are disgusting. That is disgusting, Christian. That is so gross.
That's why I can't even justify it.
You're like,
in my head, it's like, I got the wheels turning. Please come up with something. Come up with a good excuse. I got nothing.
No.
I got nothing.
Nope. I would choose the opposite, actually.
No internet?
No internet, and I would take baths.
Every night?
Yeah, I love baths.
So what are you going to do when you take your bath? You can't watch any TV?
That's fine. I'll sing to myself. I'll journal. I'll just have a candle going and just enjoy the ambiance. Like, baths for me are so therapeutic. Mm. It helps when you have like an episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta to catch up on. But, I mean, if you're taking that away I still can do it.
You can catch up with that. Just go downtown to Midtown or something and sit there for long enough. You'll find them. You'll see a chair fly through the front of a restaurant window. Oh, there they are. There they are. Oh, I knew they were around here somewhere. Hey, yo, Nini, hey, what's going on?
Okay, so you ready? Those were three. You have two more, okay?
All right.
Would you rather always feel like you have to sneeze or always feel like you have to poop?
So, would you feel like you have to sneeze, always have to sneeze, or you feel like you're always full of shit? I mean, the latter is perpetual for me. So I feel like I'd rather have to take a dump all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I hate the feeling of having to sneeze because I can't function. Like, my world stops. I'm like, everybody, no one talk. Oh no God. One get around me. I'm in my sneezing bubble.
Sneezing bubble. Hashtag sneezing bubble.
Hatchoo.
Hatchoo.
Life can now continue.
Oh my gosh. I hate the feeling of needing to sneeze. You know, especially when like your nose starts to itch. And like you feel like, oh my god,
you have a really physical experience.
No, yeah, I really do have a physical experience when I need to sneeze. My body like shuts down and my nose starts to cringe and I feel it going all up and I feel like the wrinkles, the premature wrinkles, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I really need to sneeze and it's not coming out. And if this continues, I might need Botox by the time I'm 25. Like,
and I turn everything into a science project. You just ran right down that rabbit hole, honey boo boo. We went from having to sneeze to I need Botox. Just like that.
And that's what happens when you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That's what happened.
In the tub. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. All right. Hit me with the last one. What do you got?
Last one. Would you rather have a nightmare every night or never dream again?
Never dream again, dude. I'd sleep like I hate dreaming.
I
hate dreaming.
Why?
It feels like a waste of my brain energy.
What?
No, I'm serious. Like, I feel like whenever I dream, I don't get as good of sleep. Like, those good sleeps are those ones where you fall asleep and you wake up and you're like,
nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Wow.
You just fell asleep.
I just fell asleep.
Yeah.
I didn't dream. There I am. Yeah. Nah.
You'd be like, dreaming is a waste of time, huh?
Screw dreams. I don't need dreams.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. You know what the problem with dreams is? They get your hopes up, man. Like, you having a really good dream, you're like, oh my god.
No, honestly. Like,
you have really messed up dreams. For those of us that dream normal dreams, it's like, ooh, I won the lottery. Yeah, I'm going to buy this boat.
Like,
I'm
honestly.
Gonna get a jet. And then you wake up.
I'm going to buy a boat? Is that your dreams?
I have no idea what I'm not even thinking about winning the lottery. I don't have a chance.
Oh my god.
But say I did. In my dream, I'd buy all this stuff. I'd have all this money. I'd have all these opportunities.
Uh-huh.
It's such a good life.
Yeah.
And then, oh, I wake up.
It's not real.
It's not real. What a letdown. Dreams are just a mood killer, man.
Oh, my God.
And that's how you start your day off. You wake up, and you're like, no jet for you. No boat for you. You like that escargot? You like that lobster you get never? Nope. You can go have yourself some eggs and toast.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, with your avocado spread, lemon, and salt and pepper.
$7.
For your $7, because you broke. Good morning and enjoy your day.
Oh my gosh. Like, I really find it hard to answer this question because I very rarely dream. Like, like Christian said, I have
they're terrible.
Messed up dreams. Like,
she's
when I
like,
sleep,
in another life, she's killed a ton of people and she sees these dreams
like,
from
honestly,
her other life.
My dreams are so fucked up.
They're
like,
messed up. Yeah.
I have dreams of dead people and like,
I see dead
I have
people.
Dinner with like, bizarre celebrities that I didn't even know existed.
Well, you did have breakfast with what's his name? Fabulous?
Did I?
Didn't the other day or something like that?
I don't even know.
She's telling me she was at brunch with like Fabulous or something like that. The other day.
Why would I even
know
who
was
Fabulous
it?
Though?
No,
that's so bizarre.
Didn't you have brunch with somebody the other day? Somebody like some like old like R&B singer or something like that?
I don't know.
Wow, you just must be with so many cool
like,
people.
My life is so
weird.
Yeah.
Yep. Weird circumstances. See, we.
It really is. Like, my dreams are, they're not nightmares. I don't want to call them nightmares because I don't wake up in a panic. Although there's very many times that I wake up in a panic.
Not
and
true.
I'm one of those people, like, when I'm having a nightmare.
She
and I'm
kicks me. That's what she I'll wake up and be punched in the face and I'm like, what did I do?
Like,
I'm
my
sorry.
My nightmares are mad aggressive. Like, if I'm fighting someone, I'm for real, like, in the battlefield. I'm like, you want to go, bro? And you know who that person is?
Scrap up.
like, strap up. Let's go. And Christian is like, no, spare me, because I'm literally throwing punches.
And dear God, lest we imagine a dream Shiko has when I've done something to piss her off.
Oh, my God.
She'll wake up pissed off at me. It's like... I wake up, good morning, honey. I'm not talking to you. Wait, why? In my dream, you didn't buy me that purse. I told
Stop
you I wanted
it.
You that purse, and you didn't buy me that purse.
Oh my gosh.
So you
Christian.
Know what? Kick rocks.
No.
And the rest of the day, I am on my own for something that I did in her dream, and I'm just here like, well... Today's going to be a great day. If it ain't my dream, it's Chico's dream.
Oh,
I'm getting screwed no matter what happens.
Like, I feel like when I actually dream, like, my dreams are so intense. I really feel things. Like, if I'm fighting, I'm legit fighting in real life. And Christian is getting the punches. And if I'm crying, I am crying in
She'll
real
wake
life.
Up with tears.
No, there's times where Christian will be like, are you okay? And then I'll wake up realizing that I was having, like, my dream. And he'll be like, and I'll just be like, yeah, I'm fine. And I'm like, holy shit, like, I'm legit, like, crying dead ass tears, like, in my sleep. What the hell?
Oh,
and then,
man.
Like, if I'm mad at something, especially something Christian did, like, I feel it. I wake up pissed at him. I'm like, dude,
it.
What the hell did you do? And I've woken up and been like, Christian, apologize.
That's so true. She's like, you better apologize. I'm like, what I do? I was just asleep 10 minutes ago. What I do in my sleep? What's that song? It's like, I heard the words that you say in your sleep or something like
no,
that?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, there's some song where it's, I don't know, whatever. Point is, it's like, I'm sleeping. And you're like, you better apologize.
No, I wake up so mad. I'm like, dude, like, in my dream, this guy really hurt me. Like, Christian really went to town with my emotions. Like, I am super offended with everything he did. And I'd wake up and be like, Christian, you need to apologize to me because I don't know if I can look at you the same if you don't apologize to me. And he's like, what the hell did I do?
Meanwhile, I've been getting punched in the face by her all night and she wants me to apologize in the morning. Oh, God, I hope somebody can relate.
Gosh.
Anyway. On that lovely note, thank you for the game, Shiko. That was entertaining as always. Everybody for a round of applause. Woo! Shiko!
Yay, Shiko! Yay, me!
Yay, you! All right, let's get into it. Let's get into our meaty subject
Topic of the day.
What were we talking about earlier today, Shiko, that spawned this?
So we were talking about love languages.
Ooh.
And it might sound a little romantic, but it really is not even like that. Like, love languages are pretty much the way we receive love. There's five of them. Christian, do you want to dive into the description or the research that you did?
Sure, absolutely. I did my extensive research of a one Google, one first selection. Here we are, first page available. I clicked it and here's all my information. Yeah, I did a lot of research here.
Yeah, good job.
But just to preface this, before we get into it, like, just an FYI, this isn't just for people that are in relationships, right?
Yeah.
Anybody that is in any planning on having a relationship at any point in the future, take some notes here because, you know, we had to...
Even with friendships, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting. Like, this is some stuff that, you know, I think when we're... We'll get into this a little bit more, but when we're all born, we all have our own ways of showing love.
Yeah.
And not everybody has the same way of showing love. So when you expect to receive love in the way that you show it and you don't always get it that way, it can come across as somebody doesn't love you.
Exactly.
And that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just more about understanding the way that other people show love to you and... in catering to their love languages. So anyway, without further ado, let's get into it. So really, the five love languages, according to
Google.
Google. Yes, Google. Describe the way we feel loved and appreciated. And depending on our individual personality types, we may feel loved differently than how our partners do. understanding and decoding these different ways of showing love will help take the guesswork out of your partner's expectations and needs. So there's five of them. And the five of them are as follows. Words of affirmation.
What does that mean?
Okay. Words of affirmation is essentially expressing love with words to build up your friend, partner, significant other, whoever it might be. Verbal compliments don't have to be complicated. The shortest and simplest praises can be the most effective. So that can be anything like, hey, that dress looks incredible on you, or you always make me laugh, or I love your hair today.
Yeah.
Things like that. Just words of affirmation, just positivity flowing through words from one person to the other,
uh-huh.
Right? So that's the first one. And the second one is acts of service. And this one gets kind of like a bad rap sometimes, yeah. I feel like. There's a couple of these. I feel like get a bad rap. And it's not as...
Like you always want to do things.
Yeah, it's like...
you want someone to do things for you.
Yeah, like you're lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's really not at all what it is. So this is generally speaking, and this is general, this doesn't apply to everybody, but most people might have this love language if their motto is actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
If you find yourself saying that a lot, this one might just apply to you.
And yeah, they have tests online that you could take, right?
Yeah, they do.
And they don't cost anything, by the way.
No, some of them are free, and then some of them do charge a fee,
yeah,
depending on where it's at. Mm-hmm. I would highly recommend trying to check it out because it can help you learn more about yourself, your partner, and you can communicate the ways in which you need to feel loved,
yeah,
and which the ways that you express love. Because, I mean, even for Chico and I, we really needed to step back at one point in our relationship and say, hey, what are our love languages? Because I feel like I'm giving and you're not receiving, and I'm not receiving what you feel like you're giving.
And just to reiterate, that doesn't have to be like with partnerships like we have, romantic relationships.
Yeah.
It could definitely be for friendships, because if you know how your friend receives love and how you give love, it'll eliminate so many issues that you may be having with some of the friendships that you're struggling with right now.
No, it's really true. It's really true. And it's kind of bizarre, or it's kind of mind-blowing, I think is probably the better way to put it, when you step back and you say, man, if I just knew what you were trying to do with that action, you know, if
yeah.
I like, I'll see, like, we'll talk about our own love languages in a bit here, but that, like, if Chico does something to show love to me through her love language, before we went through this process of really trying to figure out our love languages, I never would have picked up on the fact that she was trying to show her love for me in one
yeah.
way. And then when you really get that lens of really understanding the love languages, you're like, whoa. You start to recognize the affection and the love that your partner has for you more frequently, I feel
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely.
So, and it goes a couple of ways, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But on the second one that really that we talked about kind of gets a bad rep is acts of service,
uh-huh.
right? So acts of did I already say that?
Yeah, I think you talked about acts of service already.
No, I have memory loss.
Yeah.
So that happens every now and then. But anyway, just to kind of give you a little bit idea of what acts of service really is it's expressing love by doing things that you know your spouse would like, mm-hmm. right? So that can be cooking a meal, doing the laundry, picking up a prescription, things like that. But the key here is that it has to be done with positivity.
Yeah.
It can't be done begrudgingly. It can't be done, you know, with just because you had to do it or it was the norm.
Yeah.
It needs to be actively going out to seek to find something that is going to bring your partner happiness
mm-hmm.
through an act of service. All right, cool. That's number three. Or number
That's
two.
Number two.
That's number two. I
yep.
can count, I swear. Number three. The third one also kind of gives gets a little bit of a bad rep sometimes, I feel like. Sometimes it can come across as materialistic, but it's really not when you think about it. So the third one is receiving gifts. So, or just gifts, however you want
yeah.
to put it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much receiving a gift that is meaningful or thoughtful from your partner makes you feel loved or appreciated. And that's the key, is meaningful and thoughtful,
yeah.
right? It doesn't have to be this huge elaborate thing. It doesn't have to be this big blown out deal or something really expensive. It can literally be something as simple as like picking up a pint of somebody's favorite ice cream after a long work week or something like that.
Oh, I was gonna say a pint of beer, but you know, you know, to each their own. Dairy,
details,
beer, right? Whatever. Details, details.
It depends on just how bad that week was. Do you need a
yeah.
gallon of ice cream or a gallon of beer? How bad was this week?
Exactly.
But yeah, so that's number three.
I feel like that one really gets a bad, like, out of all of them, I feel like that's the one that gets a bad rep, because people always assume, like, if your love language is acts of service, then you must be a very materialistic person.
Yep.
Like, very, like, value.
Or, like, almost like a gold digger type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, value material things rather than actual personal relationships.
Yep.
Where that's not the key. Like, when you think about that kind of love language, like you said, what were the keywords that you said? That
it's something that's
it's got to be
meaningful or thoughtful,
yeah.
Right? So it's less about the actual thing that you're receiving. It's really got, when you boil it down, it's got nothing to do with that thing. That thing could, that you receive, could be anything.
Yeah.
The whole point is that your partner went out of their way to get something for you that was meaningful or thoughtful. So they're paying attention to what you need, what you like.
Yeah.
They're focused on you. They have you in mind. They know you, and they got you something that they know you would like. Mm-hmm. It could be something that costs $1 or $100,000. It doesn't matter. It's the thought and the meaning.
Yeah.
That's the key.
That makes sense.
Because I'm such an expert on this.
What are we on? Number three, number four?
Number four. So the fourth one is quality time,
mm-hmm.
right? So this one is pretty much just as simple as it sounds. But the only caveat to saying, hey, quality time is the fact that it has to be undivided attention.
Right.
So it's not to say that you just have to be sitting in a room at a table across from each other just talking, like no distractions. It's the focus needs to be on just the two of you,
yeah.
right? You know, you could be watching Netflix.
It's not spending time with each other, mm-hmm. like going to an event or whatever it is. Like, it needs to be like undivided attention on just you two.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, we were together, we went to brunch with our friends. No, no,
yeah.
it's not. That doesn't qualify to somebody that their love language is quality time.
I feel like that's a misconception with a lot of people too, because they're yep. like, what do you mean? Like, I spend so much time with you. We come home.
We go grocery shopping together.
And granted, we eat dinner with each other every night.
Those things can be quality time.
They can.
It just depends where the focus is on.
You're right. And a lot of the times with people who have that kind of love language, they're looking for that individual time,
yep.
that you and me time where we're sitting down and we're talking about each other. Or talking about something one-on-one,
yep.
you know? We're not sitting down on the couch together watching TV and discussing what's going on, you know?
Yeah, and really, again, these, you know, the dynamics of each of these can be really catered to every specific person. Every person is going to have, like, varying degrees of how they relate to these love languages. So for some people, it could be just sitting there and watching a movie. Other people may just want more time of, hey, let's talk. How was your day?
And granted, I feel like we should put this disclaimer out. Like,
yep.
obviously, we're not experts.
No,
we're not doctors or anything like that. So just take our opinions with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
this is just our opinions, honestly, and how we view the subject matter. So
this is two semi-normal people.
Semi-normal.
That have just done a little bit of research for ourselves.
Yeah. Seeing like, what works for us.
Yep.
And just going with that.
Exactly, yeah. So then the last one, and thanks for that disclaimer, because that's important, because
yeah.
we're not about to get sued for bad advice. The fifth
people
one
have
is,
too much time these days. They sue for anything.
They do.
So, you know, like, don't sue us for having an opinion, dude.
I don't think you could.
Free will,
free speech. We live in America. Yay, America.
America. Yeah.
Bald eagles and guns and flags. Anyway, last one
that's
is
like everything wrong.
I rolled it all up into one.
Yeah.
Number five is physical touch. That's the last one. And
Bad rep too.
It doesn't always have to be like over the top PDA or super sexual or anything like that. It can literally just be, you know, holding hands or something like that. People that have physical touch high up in as their love language feel more connected and maybe sometimes safe, depending on the dynamic, in a relationship by holding hands or kissing or hugging or something like that, right? And somebody that has a high physical touch is high up in their love languages, may feel unloved without physical contact. You know, all the words and gifts in the world won't really change that. They want to be close, not just emotionally, but also physically.
Yeah.
So
now what we want to talk about is kind of like how, I mean, we've talked about the five love languages, but something you need to understand is that some people can be strong in multiple areas.
Yep.
You can't only have one love language.
It's a scale.
And for me, I know personally, I'm pretty high up on two of them.
Yep, same here.
One is higher than the other, But two of them are very high up there. And Christian, do you know what my number one is?
Yes.
It's quiz time.
It's acts of service.
Acts of service is my number one. Yeah. Like, I love things being done for me.
Yeah.
But I hate telling people to do things for me.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing.
And it's funny, too, because, we'll start by talking about Chico's. Her love languages can, those are... They're actually the two that have, they get the worst rap.
Yeah.
And they're also the hardest to, if you don't have them high up on your love languages, they're the hardest to actually understand.
You think so?
And demonstrate. Oh, I 100% think so, because they don't come, they're not just anything, that they're not simple.
Yeah.
They require a lot more thought. There's a lot more intricacies behind them, and it requires a lot more intention, like physical touch, for instance. If your love language is physical touch, holding your hand doesn't require much thought, right?
Yeah.
Making sure to go out of my way to give you a hug before you leave for work, that doesn't require all that much thought. But trying to find meaningful, impactful, and thoughtful gifts for you, or not gifts, like ways to, complete tasks that are, or to serve you.
Necessary. Yeah.
That's a lot harder. That requires a lot more thought, in my opinion.
And it's kind of hard because, like, I feel like people with a love language like I do of acts of service, you don't want to feel needy. Like, I'm a very independent person, and I know I can do, like, a lot of things on my own, but I still like it when other people do things for me. So I'm not very direct about how I say things.
Yep.
I kind of throw things out in the air and expect them to catch some kind of wind. And them to be done, which is not the most fair way of going about things, which I've recognized through a lot of...
Because, spoiler alert, it's not high up on my list.
Exactly.
So, and that's the...
And I'm one of those people who will be like, oh, you know what would be nice? If that shelf was on the other side. And then, like, the next day, when that shelf is not on the other side, I'm kind of like, was Christian not listening to me when I said it would be nice if the shelf was on the other side? But he didn't pick that up as like, oh, what Chico is really saying is I would really like it if you fucking pick that shelf up and put it on the other side.
And it's tough too, because it's like, it's all about these communication styles, right? So especially when you really don't understand each other's like love languages, or at least for me, or when it's not, you don't have the same love languages.
Yeah.
It's like, she could say something like, hey, I really wish the shelf was on the other side. And I can be like, yeah, that might be nice.
Yeah.
And that's that, right? To me.
And that even makes me more angry too.
Yeah,
because I'm like, oh, you agreed with me, but you're not going to do anything about it? Like, what the hell? Like, am I chopped liver?
What? No, it's true. And it's like, all right. So, and Chico and I have this type of, and we've had this discussion where it's like, okay, so how do we get to the place where, because for me, like, the hardest part is recognizing those things.
Yeah.
Because it's not my instinct. It's not my love language.
And
that's
for
just,
me, the hardest part is like
the communication.
Communication,
I feel like.
Not just throwing things up in the air and not feeling like I'm telling you what to do.
Yeah.
But like, because I don't want to tell you, hey, Christian, could you move this? Because I know I'm well and able and I can move that shelf by myself if I wanted to,
Yep.
So it's kind of a struggle of being like, I don't necessarily want to tell you what to do, because that acts of service gratification kind of disappears when you feel like you have to.
It's out of obligation.
Because it becomes like an obligation thing. Like, if I asked you to do something and you were like, no, then I would be kind of offended, first of all. I'd be like, okay, why would he not want to do that for me?
Yeah.
And then it's now out of obligation rather than I threw it up in the air and he picked up on it, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, when you have that disconnect, it's the person that is trying to receive love is setting up a scenario which their partner can show them love. Like, for instance, can you move that shelf? It's saying, hey, can you show me some love?
Yeah.
And the other person doesn't even pick up that they're asking that question or looking for that.
Yeah.
It really creates a rift. It creates a problem, because for me, on my side, it's like, it's not that I wouldn't move that for you. I love you and I would do that for you. But I have no clue that that's what you were looking for,
exactly.
Because it's that disconnect. It's the communication. So it's that's why I myself, and this is a personal thing, but I'm working on recognizing those scenarios in which Chico, in which I can go out of my way to do things for her that she may not be necessarily directly asking me for. And granted, I will you know, preface this by also saying that she's working on her communication with me and understanding that that's not my love language and being more direct sometimes. But I'm also working on finding those avenues where I can say, ooh, that's something that Chico's going to need done. Or, hey, she's about to cook dinner. The dishes aren't done. Let me get ahead of it and go do the dishes for her so she has a clean kitchen. Like, things like that. Like, yeah. It's she's working on her side of it. I'm working on my side. But we wouldn't be able to do that unless we actually understood that's her love language, that's not mine, and how do we bridge that gap, right? Because it can really create some problems if you don't understand those love languages and the differences in that communication.
Yeah.
So.
Can we talk about my second love language?
We the pain in the ass. Keep it rolling, honey. Let's go. Next one.
Okay, so my second language that was way up there too was gifts. Now, this is a very tricky one.
This is a very tricky
because
one.
Because for me, I don't view gifts as, oh, you messed up, you hurt me, you give me something,
buy me a
I'm
gift.
Fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that gift. There's been very many times that Christian has pissed me off and tried to
buy very me many things. Times.
Christian, it's been 10
I
years.
I never make you mad.
What? Make me mad? What is that?
I never make you mad. Well.
Yeah, I mean, we've been together for 10 years, and there's been many times where Christian has, like, done something, and then
you gotta get off this many times thing.
I'm so sorry. Are you feeling a little bit?
I'm feeling a little bit attacked. Whenever Christian pisses me off, which happens all the time.
Oh my gosh, Christian. You know that's not what I mean.
I know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Every single day.
Damn it! Damn it!
No, the times that... Does that sound better, Christian?
That's in the rare occasion.
Okay, let's blow smoke up your ass. In the rare occasion that Christian angers me, there's been a couple of times where, like, you see all these things on Instagram where, like, people make each other mad. You know how all these celebrities' relationships are so public these days?
Yeah, really.
And the next thing you know, like, the next day, this guy has brought a car for his wife because he made her, I don't even know what the situation is. And then the next day they're all fine and everything is like super happy.
Yep.
Like, that's not how it works when your love language is gifts.
No.
When you piss me off and you bring me something, I don't want that thing.
That's just trying to cover up a bad feeling with a material thing.
Exactly.
That's like trying to fill a round hole with a square peg.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And if you're a person like me, I'm like, okay, you can take that gift and you can
shove it up your ass.
Are you
I
me?
Knew that was coming.
Are you me?
I am you. It's been 10 years.
It's been 10 years.
I pissed you off enough to know how this goes, remember? Proceed.
I've never said those words to you, have I?
Never. Not a once.
Not a once.
I've never been told what I can do with that purse. Go ahead.
No, but yeah, but like, gifts is something where, like, you're not expecting something and you get something that you would need or you would value.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I see it. Like, when I'm having a week that's stressful and I come home and Christian has bought me a nice bottle of wine or something, that's a gift that I really value.
We need to mention more of these times so people know that I'm not a terrible person. This happens more frequently.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead.
Like, because it means something to me. I'm like, I didn't tell you that, oh my gosh, I needed a bottle of wine and you got me a bottle of wine, because it's like, oh my gosh, congratulations, you can read the signs. Although, which is weird, because that's my other love although that's weird because that's like my other love language.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like when he buys me a bottle of wine without me asking because he knows I've had a rough week, it's like, thanks. And now I sound like an alcoholic.
She has a lot of bad weeks, everybody. She drinks a lot of wine. She must have a terrible life. Christian's always at that liquor store.
But that's kind of how, like, I view gifts too, where it's like, oh.
They can play
hand
in hand, yeah.
You know, I like this kind of style of shoe, so you just went out and bought it for me. And I'm like, there's no special occasion, there's no birthday, there's no Christmas. It's just like, thank you, you got me something. And it's so weird to me too, because like I struggle with getting gifts on occasion that gifts are supposed to be given.
Because it
doesn't mean anything.
That's the thing. It's all about the meaning. It's not about the gift. It's about, hey, you thought of me when you didn't have to. You went out of your way and got something for me when you didn't have to because you love me.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
That's the difference with the love language of gifts.
Yeah, absolutely.
You wrapped it up really well.
Aw, yeah.
But now let's talk about you.
Now let's talk about me.
Yeah.
My favorite subject.
I know.
All right, so pop quiz.
We sound like Chico. Such narcissists.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, we love talking about ourselves.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. All right, so Chico, pop quiz.
What are your love languages?
Yep, same thing.
I know you're number two. You want to start with number two?
Why not? I can start with two.
Count personal up. Touch.
Personal touch.
Is it called personal touch?
Is there impersonal
called?
Touches? This is not a personal touch. I am touching you to be impersonal. Physical.
That's your number two.
Physical yeah, that's
touch.
Number two.
Yeah.
It's weird, too, because sometimes when you take these tests, you're like, man, really? I didn't expect that. You know, if you, it sometimes it's like you wouldn't peg your love language to be what it is, but it kind of surprises you, and it ends up really being.
I could peg
being...
your language for what it is.
Say what?
I could peg your language for what it is.
Oh really?
When Christian took the test, I was surprised I was not number one on his list.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And again, it's not like because I just have to be all over Chico all the time, or I want her to be all over me all the time. It's just, it's about being close. It's about like being connected.
Yeah.
And yes, I do enjoy the occasional peck on the cheek or a hug or a...
Oh, holding hands, frolicking in the park.
Frolicking? Who frolics? What is frolicking? We were on a romp through the woods.
Yes, exactly.
Like, none of that sounds good. Frolicking. It's like something that sounds like they say when, like, back in the old days. Look at you frolicking around with those peasants. You frolicked.
You little peasant.
You little frolicker.
You frolicker.
Frolicker.
Mother frolic.
Mother frolicker. Okay, wow, that went way sideways. Not even sure where that went. It's really just about feeling connected. And that's for her when, like, when we're driving down the road, for instance, right? And I'm just driving. We're not even really saying anything. Just something's on the radio. And she just reaches over and grabs my hand. Like, day made right there. And it's something that's so tiny that she probably wouldn't even think much about. But for me, like, I get, like, these butterflies. And it's, like, this whole thing of, like, oh, yeah, she thought of me. She loves me. She wants to touch me. And it's weird. I can't even explain to you why those feelings are so connected to something as simple as just, hey, she reached over and grabbed my hand. But it really means a lot. It's interesting.
Yeah. Cool.
Nothing to say there?
No, you're right. Like, and for me, that's not one of my love languages. And it's like the furthest one on the bottom.
Yeah.
So for me, I really have to work at it. And you know, the funny thing is I have a lot of friends who touch is their love language as well, and it works really differently in friendships, where they want like a hug or a congratulations, like with a hug when they did something cool. Or like, honestly, I can see my friends and like not even greet them with a hug and mm-hmm. be just fine in my life. But some people are just like, oh yeah, I need to hug you, or whatever the situation may be, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, I feel like it takes like a conscious effort to meet those needs of Christian, where I'm like, well, this would be a nice time to, I guess, hold his hand. And it's just, I hate to make it sound like it's such a forced thing, but it's not forced. It's just that you have to make a conscious effort to reach the needs of the person that you're trying to reach.
Love. No, and that's really it. That's really what
it's not forced. It's just a conscious effort.
Yeah, it's hey, how can I show my love for you in a way that you will receive and understand?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so moving on to the last one that applies to me.
Whew. Words of affirmation.
Yeah, there you go. Good, we know each other. That's good. That's step one.
We could be more opposite.
We could not have one similar. We don't. And the one that neither of us have is smack dab in the middle, too.
Yeah.
So it's like we don't share any of them, which can make for interesting dynamics sometimes.
Absolutely.
But I mean, there's only five of them, so there's plenty of other couples that are in the same position. And it's not to say that you're going to have problems in your relationship because you don't have the same love language.
Yeah.
It's just being cognizant of the love languages that are high up on the list for your partner.
Exactly.
So words of affirmation to me, it's, and again, this can also, I feel like, sometimes get a bad rep for like being needy.
Yeah.
Or like,
you have to be told.
Tell me you love me type of thing, right? Like you see like in the movies, it's like, tell me you love me. It's not like that, right? And in fact, when you think about it, they actually can play hand in hand with each other. So we may not have the same love languages, but for instance, she goes as acts of service, right?
Yeah.
So say I went out of my way to do something for her, unmerited, unasked for, nothing, just came out of nowhere, right? And it like made her day. It was a super great thing. For me, if she went out of her way to say, oh my God, thank you so much. You are just the absolute best. I can't believe you did that for me. Thank you so much. I love you. It's like, I got my words of affirmation.
And she got her acts of service.
You know, she told me how great I was, how thoughtful I am, how much she loves me. And she got her act of service because it meant so much to her, right? So you get that cycle. It's like, all right, I feel loved because you gave me words of affirmation. You feel loved because I gave you a gift. Let me go get you another gift because I feel loved.
Exactly.
And I want to get, and it's a cycle. So I get what I'm looking for. She gets what she's looking for, and we play off of each other, and it turns into the cycle of love.
Ew.
Yuck.
What the hell is that?
You did so well until I heard the cycle of love.
And that's where they click on.
And everybody said nope.
Nope, yeah.
But it's really.
It's true. And it's like the smallest things too. It's just like, well, thank you for taking the trash out. Or thank you for walking the dogs. Yep. Like little things that Christian feels loved when I tell him. And it's things that you don't necessarily find yourself thanking someone for or telling someone you appreciate them for, because it's just given things.
Yep.
Like if you put a piece of trash in there and the bag is full, like you're gonna take it out. Like that's how it works.
Yeah.
But for him, like if I go out of my way and be like, hey, thank you for taking the trash out and replacing the bag, he's like, oh, she noticed that I put the last piece of trash in there and I took the bag out, you know? And it means something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so it's really just, it just kind of comes down to a couple things for me. It's just first, like just understanding your own love languages and your partner's as well. And then not only understanding how you can show love, the love that you have for somebody in somebody else's language, but also recognizing how they might be showing love to you from their language, even if it may not be from yours,
mm-hmm.
right? So say for instance, if for me, like acts of service are great and all, gifts are great and all, I appreciate them, but like a gift for me, it's great, it's nice, I feel thought of, but it's not like, ooh, love, you know, I like, it's not like the biggest thing. Or let's just say something like acts of service. Like, so for instance, like this happened the other day, and Chico and I talked about this the other day. It's like, she had a super long day at work. I hadn't eaten dinner and she was coming home late at night, but she still was, you know, on the phone. She's like, I was like, oh, I'll just find something. I'll make something for dinner for myself. And she's like, no, I can come home and I can cook for you. And for me, instinctively, in my head, that's not like a, oh, I love you type of thing. Like, if the roles were reversed, that may not be my instinct, right?
Yeah.
Because that's not my love language. But understanding her love languages, I'm like, oh, wow. She had a really long day and she's still willing to come home and cook a meal for me.
Yeah.
That's how she's showing me love.
That's how I'm showing you love. Because that's how I feel loved.
Exactly.
You
know? That's how
it
she
might not
go.
Necessarily be your love language, but then like for me, it means something. And like the way that you were able to recognize that, hey, this is one of her love languages. So obviously she'll be strong in giving that to other people.
Yep.
It also means something, you know?
Exactly. So you really can understand how you can give, you know, love to the person in their language, but also recognize, you know, when someone else is showing you love from their language too, by Absolutely. Understanding theirs. And you can learn to appreciate what they're doing, whether it's in your language or in their language.
Yeah.
Right? So it really helps kind of open your mind to, wow, this person really loves me a lot. And you start seeing these things that they're doing that you may not have picked up on before because it's just not your instinct. Exactly. It's not your love language.
And just to reiterate, like, this is, doesn't have to pertain to relationships, romantic.
No. Again, yep.
It could be any kind of relationship that you have. It could be friendship. It could be even, like, parental, like, understanding, like, what your parents, how your parents feel love.
Brother and sister.
Brother and sister. Like, it does not have to be romantic at all.
It doesn't.
Yeah. I feel like the one that we have not really touched on is quality time. Yep. And it's just because, like,
we have no time.
Doesn't really pertain to us. So that go too. Fish.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, so go fish. Yeah, no. It's, no. It's true. It kind of, in a way, that's kind of a good thing too, because it's not one that either of us is really, like, super dependent on to feel loved.
Yeah, so it's just that one of those that you might have to do a little bit more research for yourself. But I feel like the whole point of this episode, like, it's great to understand where we are and how we kind of make this work.
Yep, kind of.
Exactly.
It's a constant effort every day.
It's a constant effort. Like, you have to actually try to give people what they want, yep. not what you think you want, you know?
Oh, that's so good. Yep.
Yeah, so relationships at work. Hey, friendships, marriages.
Family. Relationships. It's all work.
It's all work.
Nothing happens really on its own organically without a little bit of help. Hey, plants need water.
And that's why I don't have plants.
And that's why Chico's got no green thumbs.
Exactly. Like, honestly, my goal for 2020 is to become a plant mom. I'm just, like, not there yet, though. I can keep mom. Two dogs alive, but I cannot keep a fucking plant alive. I killed an aloe vera. You remember, Christian?
Well, we killed I didn't help you with that.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with the aloe vera plant was you watered it. I didn't know you watered it. I watered it. Then you watered it again, and we drowned that thing. Poor aloe vera.
We were so proactive. We were like, no. We were like, we cannot kill a plant. We cannot kill a plant. And then we were just like, water.
We picked the one plant it's nearly impossible to kill.
Yeah.
And we killed it within a week.
I know. So anyway, this was, I feel like, a good episode, a little bit informative. I would highly encourage everyone, no matter what stage in life you are, to find one of those love language tests. Like Christian said earlier, you can find paid for ones, or you can find free ones too, that will just give you kind of a gauge of where you are. And it might even, like, open your own eyes to just why you like certain things or why you behave the way you do when people, like, do certain things towards you or to you, you know?
Yep. Because not everybody feels and shows love the same way.
Exactly.
Love is not a singular thing. It takes many different forms. So exactly. It really is pretty important to understand how you approach and receive love.
Yeah.
It really helps you.
Well, if you guys ever end up taking the test, or if you found this interesting, it would be great if you could rate us in the App Store.
Yes. Whatever app store you're on.
The podcast store, or the Google Play store, or the Spotify store, wherever Anchor. It is that you listen to this podcast. If you have any advice, or if you just want to give us feedback on our podcast, we would love to hear from you. Our Instagram is weird_circumstances, and our email is weirdcircumstances@gmail.com.
Yeah. And we're always looking for, you know, new ideas, new things to talk about, new recommendations. Yeah. So if there's anything that you guys want us to do research on for you, or anything that you're kind of curious about, we'll do a little bit of research, we'll look it up, we'll see what's going on, and then give our perspective on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if there's anything you want to hear, hit us up on any of those social media platforms these social kids things. Use these days.
We should get a TikTok.
Get a TikTok. Is that what the kids
That's
do now?
That's what the kids are doing these days.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not there yet. To be determined. TBD. Coming soon. Okay.
Coming soon. If you want a TikTok, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll do a little dance for you.
A little dance.